The U.S. is ramping up efforts to hunt down fentanyl labs by secretly flying drones over Mexico. U.S. officials telling the New York Times the expanded flights are part of the Trump administration's enhanced efforts to combat drug cartels, saying it's part of a previously undisclosed covert program by the CIA, which began under former President Biden, adding the CIA is not authorized to use the drones for lethal strikes, instead using them to gather intel on drug smuggling operations and passing it along to Mexican officials. The drones go well into sovereign Mexico and have proven successful in identifying fentanyl operations by detecting the chemicals released into the air from drug labs, according to U.S. officials. Under the Biden administration, sources told The Times, the Mexican government was slow to take actions against labs identified, but did use the intelligence to make arrests. They revealed while the Trump administration does not intend on using the drones for strikes on labs, the administration does want the labs dismantled. The Times notes, if cooperation and intelligence sharing with Mexico doesn't lead to the destruction of these labs, the administration is considering alternative moves. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, during a visit to the southern border this month, did not rule out cross-border raids to find cartels inside Mexico, telling reporters all options are on the table. As Straight Arrow News recently reported, there have been rumblings under the Trump administration the CIA may play a bigger role in cracking down on cartels. The U.S. military is also playing a role in the fight against drug traffickers, increasing surveillance flights along the southern border using spy planes to collect data on international criminal organizations. The head of the U.S. Northern Command told reporters these flights and other U.S. intelligence operations are meant to give Mexican officials information to aid them in addressing cartel violence militarily. In response, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum acknowledged the operations and promised coordination without subordination.